Hi there, may I speak with Akeba?
Yes,
Yes,
Miss Akeba Barnes is on the line. She needs assistance with her depot. He'll take you from here, Miss Barnes. Thank you, guys.
Alrighty,
Okay,
perfect.
perfect.
Thank
Thank
you.
you so much. You're welcome.
Okay, and Akeva, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey there, Akeva. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay. How are
Gotcha.
you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I do appreciate it. Before I continue, I just want to make sure I'm saying your name correctly. Is it Akeva or Akiva?
Akiva.
Akiva. Gotcha. Okay. Now I take it you were just transferred to over to me from the other agent, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So just to
Hello?
let you know, hi, I'm here. Yeah. Just to let you know, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. A lot of these questions that I'm going to ask you may sound familiar or you may have already been asked. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line. Our attorney partners do require it. In any case, were you interested in seeing if you can participate?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Now, Akiva, do you already have an attorney that's helping you file a claim for this lawsuit?
No.
Okay, can you confirm to me that under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent any packets of information to any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. No, I have not.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
Gotcha. Akiva, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
I'm okay. I'm cancer free, but it was a process. I mean, definitely it was I had bad headaches. It was so severe that I couldn't even see. The tumor was fairly large, but yeah, I'm okay now.
Right,
I'm
yeah. Hey,
getting
well, I'm
better
really
though
glad
than
to hear
before.
that. Yeah, that's good. I am glad.
Yeah.
In any case, when were you, what date were you diagnosed with meningioma?
The diagnosis, I started the side effects was around August of 2016.
You said August of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to remember the date of exact day of diagnosis? If not, that's okay.
The date of diagnosis, the side effects around the side effects, it was that around that time for the that and then I think June of 2016, I think that's when I start taking the medicine. I mean the depot. That's when I started my injections in June of 2011.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
So, yeah, if you don't remember the exact date of diagnosis, I know it was around August. I can just put August 1st, 2016. Does that sound accurate enough to you?
October 17th of 2016 was the
Okay,
diagnosis.
gotcha.
Yes.
October 17th, 2016. Okay. And what is your birthday?
02/21/1988.
Okay, you said 02/21/1988.
Yes.
Alrighty. Akiva, in addition, do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo-Provera that could need some help?
No, not this moment.
Okay, no worries. It was the name brand label Depo-Provera that you were taking, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, and you took it for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was taking it, I was on it for 5 years.
Gotcha. And then during that time, I would assume you got at least four injections within a year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And was your Depo-Provera usage between 1992 through the present day?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you started in 2011, right?
Yes.
Was that, I think you said June 2011, right?
Yes, I did. June of
Okay.
2011, when I started my injections, yeah.
Gotcha. And then when did you stop taking the injections?
I think it was September of 2016, I think.
Gotcha. So I would
Yeah.
assume kind of like right before your diagnosis then.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll just put June of 2011, June 1, 2011 for your start date. For your end date, I'll put September 1st, 2016. For the recording, can you confirm your gender for me, Akiva?
Female.
Okay, and I have your full name here as Akiva, last name Barnes, Barnes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then first name Akeiva.
Yeah, V is in victory. Yeah,
Yes.
V.
And do you have a middle name or initial?
V.
V as in victory as well.
Yes.
Okay, do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No, sir.
Okay, and what is your social?
238-739252.
I heard 238-739252.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. I have your email here as AKEIB, as in boy, 8819 at
Correct.
gmail.com.
Yes,
Okay.
correct.
And then your phone number is 943-266-0914.
Yes, sir.
Is this your smartphone or is it a home line?
A smartphone.
Okay, Akiva, what's your address?
1517 Bethsaida is spelled B as in boy, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, H as in Henry, S as in Sam, A as in Alpha, I as in Igloo, D as in David, A as in Alpha Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30296.
Gotcha, I found it. 1517 Bethsaida Road, Riverdale, Georgia, 30296.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is this a home or do you have an apartment or unit number? Sorry, you're cutting out there. For some reason, it got a little bit quiet. What'd you say?
It's a home.
Okay, and so what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
It was, I want to say it was John Givoki. Gianocchi, I can't pronounce it, Gianocchi. He diagnosed me with it.
Okay, do you remember how to spell that last name?
Hold on just a minute. Let me see. I think it's G-E-N. G, okay, it's Gorekai, John. He is the one who did the diagnosis. Yeah, he's John Gorecki. It's Gorecki is the last name.
Okay, gotcha. I found him. Is he currently at Northside Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and look that up. Northside Hospital, Georgia. Okay, was that the one in Northside Hospital, Forsyth?
Cummings.
Cummings, gotcha.
Cummings,
Okay.
Georgia.
And that's on 1200 Northside Forsyth Drive.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and copy and paste that then. Found their phone number as well, 770-844-3200. And that's Northside Hospital. Okay,
Yes,
perfect.
sir.
Yeah, before this, additionally, did you have any other cancer diagnosis previously?
No.
Gotcha. And as far as the doctor that treated you for your meningioma, was this the same doctor?
No, his name was Dr. Wilford Williams.
Okay, Wilfred Williams. Let me see if I can find him. You said Wilfred Williams?
Yes, sir.
Okay, was this the same hospital or did they send you to a different facility?
No, it's the same one.
Okay, gotcha. And then Dr. Wilfred, so that's Wilfred.
Fer, Erd Williams.
Ferd. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Wilford. Okay, so yes, you said FER, right?
Yes.
And then was there one L or two L's in that?
One L.
One L.
Yes.
Okay, and then Williams is just spelled the normal way, right?
Yes, WILLFERT.
Okay, gotcha. Wilf Williams, WILLIAMS. Okay, and then you did just say that that was still a Northside Hospital on Northside Forsyth Drive, right? Hello?
Sir, it was on Forsyth Drive.
Gotcha. Okay. And then this is in regards to the Depo Provera. What doctor was prescribing you Depo Provera?
I'm sorry, Mark Couch was my nurse in Upper Riverdale, on Upper Riverdale Road, my primary doctor. Excuse me. His name was Mark Couch.
You said Mark, Mark?
Yes.
And then last name, could you spell that for me as well?
Couch, like you sit on a couch,
Okay.
COU.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
It's a primary doctor. It's 34 Upper Riverdale Road, Southeast Street, 100A, Riverdale, Georgia 30274.
Okay, you said that's 34 Upper Riverdale Road, and that's 30274.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gosh, what did you say the suite number was that?
100A.
Okay, suite 100A, 34 Upper Riverdale Road. Okay, perfect. I found it. Thank you very much. 34 Upper Riverdale Road, 100A, Riverdale, Georgia. Okay. Yeah, let me see if I can find him. Dr. Mark Couch. Okay, yep, found him. Dr. Mark Couch. There we go. Perfect.
Okay.
And already, do you what was the pharmacy that you were getting the Depo Provera from?
CVS.
Okay, and do you remember the address for this one as well?
I will have to get it for you because I can't remember right now.
Gotcha. Okay, do you happen to remember maybe like the street name? I could always help you find it.
Yeah, I would have to see what it is. I could look it up for you and get it for you. But it was CBS, I know that.
Okay, gotcha. So right now you're not sure of the address, but you could be able to find it later.
Yes, I definitely can. When I get to, I gotta look at the medicine and stuff when I go. I gotta find it because I don't take any medicine no more.
Gotcha. Yeah, it makes sense. I know it was like years ago. I wouldn't expect you to remember it, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't remember what street or what, but I do remember. I don't take any medicine no
Yeah.
more, thank God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy because from what I understand, the safe limit is technically supposed to be 2 years for Depo Provera, but for some reason they don't tell people this, so they end up taking it for, in your case, 5 years. I know some people I've talked to, they've taken it for 10 years and then they're suffering all these side effects, which they wouldn't be if the people did their job and told them, like, hey, this isn't safe.
Absolutely.
And then we end up in situations like exactly like this.
Well, how much are they compensating for something like this?
That is a really good question. As an intake specialist, legally, I cannot answer that. What I can tell you, though, is I
Okay.
can tell you to Google Depo Provera lawsuit payout, and that would give you the number that you're looking for.
Okay. I sure will.
Yeah, I went ahead and Googled it, and yeah, again, I can't tell you that number, but if you Google that exactly, it should produce the results that you are trying to find.
Okay. All
Okay.
right.
And you know what? I actually did find a CVS. It's right next to the doctor's office that you told me for where you were getting it. Is it the CVS? Is it the one on
Yeah.
Upper Riverdale?
It could be that one, but I'm not sure because I had moved locations since then. So I'm not sure exactly what street it was. I don't know, but I will check into that and let you know,
Yeah.
okay?
All I can see is that it's on Google Maps, it's like right next to the doctor's office.
It could have been, but I'm not sure. So I'm gonna try my best to get that correct information for you. But yeah,
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
if you're not 100% sure right now, that's perfectly fine, so don't worry about it, to be honest.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Gotcha. Let me just punch all this in. Sorry, I'm not the fastest typer in the world, so bear with me here.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, yeah. And I just want to confirm, and then for this doctor's office, was it called Star Family Healthcare?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Star Family Healthcare, Mr. Mark Couch. Yeah, I'm just trying to see if I can find a phone number for them because for some reason their website isn't coming up. Oh, just kidding. I found it.
Okay. I was about to say, I got you. If you need the address,
No
I
worries,
mean the
I got it
phone
right
number.
here. 770-629-6122.
I called them enough. I know that stuff by heart. I know that part right there.
Oh, I bet, I
My
bet.
head is killing me.
Okay, 34 Upper Riverdale Road. And I see as well unit 100.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And that's 30274. All right, sweet. Now I'm sure I've got it correct. Okay, lastly, do you have any copies of medical records that show your diagnosis or your treatment?
I'm gonna have to dig and look for it, but I definitely can get it for you. It's not a
Okay.
problem.
Would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Both. I could do
Okay.
either. It doesn't matter.
Okay, and then Akiva, we're almost done here. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period. Otherwise, we wouldn't ever have to call them. Do you have anyone you want to use as emergency contact?
Sure. A rod. Number 678-349-8675.
You said 678-349-8675.
Yes.
Okay, and you said his name is Rod.
Yeah, RLD.
Okay, what's his last name?
Brown.
Rod Brown, Brown.
Yes, like the
Okay.
color.
And what's your relationship to Rod?
He's a friend of mine.
Okay. Does he live with you or live separately?
Separately.
Okay, do you happen to know his email? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't. Not right now. I don't know it by heart, but I will get you that if you need it.
Yeah, I don't think we should need it, but just in case, it would be good to provide later. Do you know his address?
What's your email? Yeah. RODD.
Okay.
Seven nine one nine brown dot rb at gmail.
Okay, I heard RODD 7919 Brown dot RB as in boy at gmail.com.
Yeah, 2 D's, RODD.
Yeah,
Okay, yeah.
RODD. Okay, and what's his
Yes.
address?
His address is what's the one what's your address? Fourteen 87 Sierra Drive,
Okay.
McDonough, of course, Forest Park, Georgia, 30297. I didn't know which. Okay, 30297. He said.
Okay, gotcha. Found it. Forest Park, Georgia, 30297, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we're actually almost done here. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm going to read off a quick compliance sheet. This is basically just to confirm that everything that we've discussed is correct. and that the way I didn't make any mistakes on my end. So I'm just going to basically read off a quick checklist, and then you just listen, and if anything sounds wrong, you can go ahead and stop me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so we did confirm that you do not have an attorney, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for anyone about this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depo-Provera contraceptive. Mm-hmm. You did use it for at least 1 year, and during that time got at least 4 shots. It was the name brand labeled Depo-Provera you were using, and you were also getting these shots from after 1992 of January 1st.
Yes.
Okay, and then you know what? Lastly, I'm so sorry. I accidentally deleted your Rod's address. What was it again?
Babe! Rod! Ronnie! Hold on just a minute. Damn. What was your address again? What was the address again? 1487 Sierra Drive, Riverdale, I mean, Forest Park, Georgia. 30297.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for that. I accidentally deleted it. That's my bad. In any case, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. So I'm just going to go ahead and send myself my own draft. That way I can check over and make sure I didn't type anything wrong or make any mistakes before I send it your way. So give me just a second to go ahead and retrieve that for myself so I can give it a quick once over and then have it find its way to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I have you down here. Your name is Akiva V. Barnes. You live at 1517 Bethsaida Road. That's 30296.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were born on February 21st of 1988. And your social is 238739252.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that all looks good to me then. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and click send here on my end, and you should receive a text message momentarily, which contains a link to DocuSign where you can get these signed digitally. These are just retaining documents stating, firstly, that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit, and secondly, it gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward. It's just going to ask you specifically to sign some fields. It'll ask you for just your initials in other. So just make sure you pay attention to that. And again, it's pretty easy. But if you need any help, just let me know.
Okay, no problem.
While you're doing that, I can also send you another text message. It'll come from a 949 number, which is actually my personal office number. So that way you have my information. And if you need anything in the future, you're always welcome to call me back if with any questions or concerns.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, I'm filling it out now. Okay. It says draw it. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. See how many. And I'll fill that one out. The first one. Uh-oh. Second one, initial. Okay. Initial. Fine. Initial. Okay. Finish. Okay.
And okay, perfect. I just received it on my end. Let me go ahead and give it a quick once over to make sure everything got processed correctly, but it should be okay. Alrighty, I see your signature there. That is a very nice signature.
Oh gosh. That was, I'm sorry. But I didn't, honestly and truly, it didn't come out as well as I would like it to be, but
Okay, I mean, it's nicer than mine, I'll give you that much. And okay, I see your initials there, and perfect. Everything looks good on my end. So, Akiva, thank you so much for your time. That's all I needed from you today. From here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next several days, maybe a week or so. Just depends on how busy they are. They're just going to call you back to reconfirm that everything we've stated is correct. Then, and only then, can they start working on your case. So, it's very important that you look out for that, which should be coming again within the next week or so.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any other questions or was there anything else you wanted to know?
No, sir.
Alrighty, well, I'm gonna go ahead and send you a text message real quick from my 949 number. Just let me know if you get that.
Okay. Yes, I got it.
All right, perfect. Yeah, so now you have my number. So if in the future you need anything else, you're always welcome to reach out. You can call or text. I can do both of those. So yeah, and then I'm also gonna just send you a quick email that'll have my company contact card and my own contact card as well, just in case you need it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And yeah, again, that's all I need from you today. So I do wish you all the best.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed
Absolutely.
day. A blessed
You too.
evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.